The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Here we go. Okay, great. So, dear ones, welcome. So for tonight's practice, I'd like to invite us to engage with self-compassion, both the soft, gentle, nurturing type of style of self-compassion, as well as what actually feels like fierce self-compassion. There's a sense of strength, uprightness, and it's very loving, and it's also powerful at the same time. So for us to engage in both of those ways. Especially as we are in the holidays in the US, it can be both a joyous time for many, and it can be a stressful time for many. In fact, a very stressful time for many for a variety of reasons. And of course, not assume that everybody else's experience is like us. So if we're getting together with family and it's great to for us perhaps to acknowledge and perhaps consider that for some people, maybe if they've experienced loss, this might be a difficult time, especially a stressful time. So and of course, the two can coexist together. Joy and sorrow can exist together. So one does not negate the other. We can hold joy and delight and happiness and gratitude. And we can also, our heart can also hold challenge, difficulty, perhaps sadness, melancholy at the same time. It's our heart is so expansive that they can both be present, and it's okay. In fact, the state of equanimity, equipoise, allow us to be with everything that arises as a part of this human condition. So, self-compassion can be a healing wand, both for us and as we have it for ourselves, it can support others. So, and the very first step towards self-compassion is acknowledging, actually realizing that we're hurting. That seems kind of simple and straightforward, but actually that first step of realizing and knowing that we're hurting, we often miss. We often kick ourselves in the shins. Okay, get going. Why are you being XYZ, calling ourselves name and not names and not realizing that actually, this being who is me is having a hard time right now. Oh, I'm having a hard time. This is difficult. If anyone else was in my shoes right now with this background, with these genes, with this upbringing, with these set of experiences, life experiences, etc., they would be having the same challenge, same difficulty. So it could just be as simple as, oh, this is hard right now. And that simple recognition can help transform us from kicking ourselves and adding more insult to injury versus cutting ourselves a little bit of slack, bringing more kindness, bringing more compassion, finding our balance through gentleness and kindness, and then maybe some fierceness, some ability, some compassionate power and accountability for ourselves that we couldn't have before because it hurts too much, can then show up, but then together with kindness, compassionate accountability can come in as a sense of fierce compassion. So I'll try to invite us to to play with these concepts. If it just seems like too heady right now, what is she talking about? Don't worry about it. I'm just introducing some ideas and I'll guide us. I'll guide us in the guided meditation for us to explore. And for each person, the exploration might lead you in different places. And that's perfectly okay. Trust your own wisdom. Trust what is appropriate for you right now. Okay. So with that, let's transition into our sitting practice. So inviting you to arrive in your body. As always, we're going to start with settling in the body. Arriving, settling with the breath, with the sensations of the body. Ah, taking refuge. Ah, in this moment, in the simplicity of this moment of just sitting and being breathed. Letting go of the busyness that might have come before. Just resting with the breath. So sweet, so nourishing to just be here. Just here. That's it. Nowhere to go, nothing to do in this moment. And if thoughts arise and want to take you away, nothing wrong with thinking per se, but right now, tell them not now, thank you, come back later. With ease, with a smile, tell them you're giving your heart to this practice right now. You want to stay. You want to stay. Later. And let's stay. With the breath releasing into the body. One breath at a time. Here, just here, letting go of thought balloons. Ah, feeling lighter as you let go. Feeling lighter as you let go. Both feeling lighter, your heart lighter, and feeling more grounded. More grounded, heavy, connected to the earth, to this body. Holding dichotomies. Here, just here, settling, arriving. Connecting, connecting with the entirety of the in-breath. With kindness, receiving the entire in-breath in the abdomen, receiving the entire out-breath. Allowing them to ground you, support you in stillness. And with each out-breath, letting go. Your neck and shoulders, the stress, the holding tightness. The eyes in their socket, let them rest. Hands, let them relax. Your feet. Give their weight off to the earth. Just this in-breath, as if it were your first breath, as if your first and last in-breath. Same with the out-breath. Loving the entire in-breath, the entire out-breath as a gift. If there are distracting thoughts or plans, memories, it's okay. Be kind to yourself. They arise, part of being human, part of the monkey mind. It's okay. Be kind, be gentle. Bow to them, smile. Thank you. Not now. Release them with ease. Letting go. Connecting with the breath, with the body. Here, I'm here. I am here in this moment. Letting yourself be breathed. Gently, gently. Continuing to be breathed, connecting with the breath, in breath, out breath. And now, if you wish, as you continue to feel embodied, feeling the breath in the body, sensations of the breath, sensations of your sit bones, the cushion on the chair, your hands on your lap, your feet on the earth. Invite sense a feeling of yourself as being who's you, as if a beloved other. A dear friend, someone you care about dearly. You want this person, you want this being to be safe and happy. Just as you would want that for a dear friend or a child or a pet. It might be helpful. You can even take the perspective of a fully compassionate being, say the Buddha or Kuan Yin as the ultimate example, paragon of compassion. Just accepting you completely. seeing you with kind eyes. Holding you with care, that you're fully deserving of love, compassion, goodness, just as you are, just as you are. You don't have to earn it, to deserve it, just as you are. Just because you are a human. And being human is hard enough, hard enough, hard enough. You're held. By the Buddha, by Kuan Yin, or any other compassionate being. That they like to conjure up. This being knows your ups and downs, all the challenges of your life. Understands, accepts you just as you are. Your body can feel safe, relax. Feel seen and held. If instead of an archetypal figure, someone from your life connects better for you, who's held you with love and care, feel free to conjure them up in their sense of acceptance. See what works for you. Or it could even be a pet that's offered you a complete sense of acceptance and love. Let your body feel at ease, receiving the sense of acceptance. This unconditional compassion. Let your heart put its weight down. And now, if you would like, in the space of being held, bring to mind, bring to your heart, maybe something that has been hard for you recently. Not the most difficult thing, but something that's been a little difficult. Just a little bit. Maybe a pain in the body, something challenging that happened. Let yourself acknowledge. And yeah, this is hard. This was hard. This is hard. Just as this loving presence would know, this loving, compassionate being who knows you. Yeah, this was challenging for you. This is challenging. And it's okay. They see that. Let yourself acknowledge. Without falling into grief or sadness, but just acknowledging, yeah, this is hard. And it's okay, I can hold it. I can hold it with care. Not self-criticism, but yeah, this is hard. Let your body soften. Let your heart soften. Let this acknowledgement of the challenge be held with kindness. Anyone in my situation would have felt the same, would have felt challenged. May I have ease. I wish myself ease and freedom from this challenge. May I hold myself with kindness. And acceptance. May I offer myself safety and generosity of spirit. With respect to this challenge, especially. Just as this compassionate being holds you with care, compassion, holding yourself with care, compassion. And maybe as you hold yourself, with the recognition of the difficulty and with compassion, a brightness awakens, the brightness, the power of compassion. That compassion, together with its soothing nature, also empowers you from within your heart. Is both soothed. And feeling soothed feels more ready to take on, to be with. What's difficult? What's challenging for you? So compassion, maybe it feels, you can feel that it's both soothing, calming, nurturing, and empowering at the same time. And if the empowering aspect of it isn't clear, lean into the soothing, calming, nourishing, healing. And when enough healing has happened, the heart will feel more whole and more empowered in its own healing. See and explore for yourself. And as we begin to bring this seated practice to an end together, offering kindness to yourself for whatever arose and did not arise, and letting your sense of goodness and kindness, however much you were in touch with it, let it shine. Let it shine internally and externally for the benefit of yourself and others equally. It's a gift to ourselves, our practice. It's a gift to others. Same, same. And may our practice be a support for our awakening and the awakening of all beings everywhere. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. Well, I certainly feel happier and happier and calmer. And yeah, practice is sweet. It's so sweet. Lovely to share it with you in community and Sangha. So we have time for reflections, questions, comments, and I invite you, if you wish, for the benefit of both yourself to share and be witnessed, and for the benefit of others. What came up? What did you discover? Stephanie.
So it's funny, I had a meeting with a meditation teacher I work with today, and she was talking to me about self-compassion. So when I showed up on this call, it was funny that that's what we were talking about. So I really got a lot out of the practice, as I always do your practices, Nikki, and really appreciate it. And we'll definitely have to listen to this one again.
Thanks, Stephanie. Thanks for sharing the serendipity synchrony that has happened for you. And I'm delighted that these offerings are supportive to you. Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you for being part of the Sangha, Stephanie. Dan.
Hi, thanks, Nikki. I don't quite know my difficulty. Maybe you might have some comments or insight. I have no trouble whatsoever being compassionate to the first seven, fifth, seventh, eighth level of compassion for you, but I can never make it past two for myself. It seems self-centered. It seems selfish. Give me some perspective here, please.
Thank you, Dan. This is such an important question. And it's important to bring this up as you well articulated it. And first to say, it is very common. It is so common for many, many people to have this sense that it's easier to give compassion for others. And for ourselves, it's a little more challenging. It feels, and you named a couple of things that come up. A couple of blocks that you mentioned, it feels self-centered, you said, selfish. Trying to remember what else you said. There are many of them. There are many blocks to compassion. One is, if you become compassionate, then, or especially self-compassionate, then you will not get anything done because you'll lie on the couch and eat bonbons all day. So there are lots of fears of compassion, lots of fears of compassion. And the one that you named is one of them, that it just feels like, it's not appropriate somehow. That, I'm being selfish and there's so much need in the world. Here I am trying to be kind to myself. And there might be more there. And I'm going to ask you to unmute if there's more there, if you want to share so that we get to the crux of it. Or is that it, basically?
That's sort of it. I've done both Buddhist meditation and sort of non-denominational meditation on and off for a number of years. I come from a classic Christian background with lots of optional theology and this, that, and the other thing. I'm old enough to go back to the Latin Mass and stuff like that. So I've got a lot of time on the meter, so to speak. And despite your kind words, I'm going to have to reflect on this and spend...
Oh, we're not finished yet. We're not finished. I wanted to ask you, we're not finished yet. I just wanted to give you a chance to reflect some more. So before I was just formulating the problem before getting into it. So great.
Okay.
So let me take it, if I may. And thank you. Thank you for more background. So here's a couple of things to consider, Dan. One is that this challenge could be a sense of perspective. So consider the perspective. What are the thoughts that are creating the block, and actually catalog them. I invite that you journal. You write down, okay, maybe there's a sense I'm not deserving. Maybe a sense that it's a waste of my time. Other people are needed more, or I need to earn it, and or whatever the perspective is. It's just, you know, there could be a dime a dozen, whatever. And then try to catalog them. It's like, okay, well, is that really true? Is that really, really true? And with kindness, like, okay, I don't deserve, you know, the thought might come, I don't deserve, like, I don't know if that's the case or not, but I'm just giving an example. Say, well, actually, is that really true? And then reflect on that. And given that you have a rich background in, with different theologies, well, every human being, maybe I'll use the Christian language for a moment. God loves everyone. I'm as deserving as everybody else. Why wouldn't I be deserving of love and my own compassion? So examine all these unseen assumptions, that there might be, that when you're in meditation, they just come up and the mind believes them and it just blocks it and that's it. So take time with kindness to examine all these hidden perspectives. And also one wholesome one to add is that, there's that if, you know, if we really fill our own cup with our own compassion, with our own kindness first, if we do that first, then we don't go around basically to the whole world saying, love me, love me, love me, love me, take care of me. It because we might be doing that subconsciously, but if we, there's a sense of acceptance and love for this being who is me, as if it's a third person, then there's a sense of contentment as a base for compassion for others, actually. And as you mentioned, you know, you can have level 7 or 8 for me and 2 for yourself right now. And that will become, 10 for yourself and 10 for me. It will just open up that other extra, you know, that the blocks that there are. So offering that for your reflection, Dan. Yeah. Thanks for being here. Beautiful. Serena, I see your hand up, and we'll let this be the last reflection before we transition to, the groups.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Much appreciated. Yes, so I have a really difficult time. Well, one of the things that happened to me during meditation was that I was at a meeting before I came on, and I stood up very strongly to someone. Of a certain point of view. And I could really see, I could really feel, on one hand, I was feeling a lot of strength within myself, which I haven't been feeling at all. As a matter of fact, I've been quite depressed for a few months. I'm just kind of wondering how to be with that kind of strength and, you know, standing up kind of energy and having compassion for it.
I did get the gist of the question. Thanks, Serena. Given that the time is short, I like to respond in this way. So how to balance that? So actually, fierce compassion is loving. So you can, as you said, stand up to someone, but not from hatred and not from, I'm going to show you. But if actually loving them and loving yourself and out of love for the community, out of love for the cause, out of love for what it is you're doing instead of resentment or anger. So that's how you bring these two together. It might sound like a tall order, but it isn't. It's something that I do trust every single one of us can do if we practice, and that's why we come, but that's why we practice, so that this practice becomes the natural, tendency. So that's what I like to offer for your reflection, Serena.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, let's transition now. It's 10 minutes till the hour. Let's transition to small groups. And the small, prompt for, so the groups will be size of roughly 3, and each person is invited to just share something from their experience or say pass and hold a compassionate space for others. And the prompt is simply, how does self-compassion, when you experience self-compassion, do you notice that there is some gentleness, some kindness, some ease with suffering? Do you notice how self-compassion actually can hold the suffering? And can you see how it actually brings more resilience, how self-compassion can bring more resilience? So that exploration. And your answer might be, no, I haven't really thought about this connection at all. It's like, oh, yeah, no, actually, I see that when I was kind to myself. Oh, there was some resources or strength that I hadn't realized. So that's the exploration. Each person will say maybe 1 minute, and then the next person will say them another minute, and the next person another minute, and you go round and round. And make sure everybody gets the chance to speak. So hold back from the full story. Just give it a little bit, and it'll come back to you. Be kind. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. So I'm going to create the rooms now, and here we go. And dedicate the merit of our practice together. I hope and trust that the small groups were nourishing, and you're welcome to share any reflections or shares in chat if you like, while I thank you all for your practice, both for your own sake and the sake of everyone whose lives yours touches. May all beings be well, may all beings be free and happy, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. Bye.